As a mentor to new teachers, I saw too many times teachers wanting to give up because they felt awkward being just an observer. But as I encourage them to be patient and let the students work out their struggles within the group, student-led book talks became part of their regular planning. Hi there, I'm Carolyn Wall, your host of the Middle School Cafe podcast, a podcast specifically for secondary ELA teachers looking to close the achievement gap. I'm a 20-year veteran teacher who still loves being in the classroom. Tune in each week as I reflect on my own teaching experience to bring you lesson plans, strategies, and stories that will help you develop your students as readers and writers. So grab your notepad, a cup of coffee, and join me each week as we dive into all things ELA. Here we go. Hello, and welcome back to the podcast. I'm Carolyn. I'm your host. As an ELA teacher who believes in the power of Reader's Workshop and loves to conference with students about their books, I am always looking for ways to engage students in authentic peer-to-peer conversations about literature. One way to do this is through book clubs where students have a shared experience because they are reading the same book. Another way to do this is through student-led book talks. No, I'm not talking about book reports or speeches about books. I am talking about small groups where students share about their reading and post questions to a group. If you are in a situation where you can't do book clubs because your access to multiple copies of the same book is limited, student-led book talks is a great alternative. What are student-led book talks? To put it simply, it's when a student reads a book of their choice, then they share that book with a group of their peers, and then post questions to spark a conversation. Very similar to a teacher book talk, students will share the actual book with their group so that they can see it. The student will explain the overall plot without giving away the ending or giving away too much information, and then they will read a short excerpt, giving the group a taste of what the book is about. But in a student-led book talk, students also think about the theme of their book, the life lessons learned through reading the book, and they come to the small group with 2 to 3 questions related to that lesson, pose those questions to the other members of the group, and facilitate a conversation. It doesn't matter if the other students haven't read the book because the questions the students will be asking are not dependent on the text. It's like sharing a story or a problem with someone and then asking for their opinion about what to do. You don't have to have experienced that situation or problem in order to share an opinion. The events of the book, the explanation of the theme, leads to the conversation, leads to the discussion between the peers. You can set up a round of student-led book talks pretty easily, and it's something that you can have happening in the background while you're working on another unit, like a writing unit. At this point in the school year, my students are reading in class every day. I would simply have them use their reading zone time to read and prepare for their book talk, leaving the bulk of our class time to complete our writing unit. So what would that look like? We do warm-ups and reading the first 15 minutes of every class. So I would plan the activities needed to prepare for the book talk as our warm-up lessons. So really, other than planning 1 to 2 days for sharing and discussing their books, there's not much students need other than time to read. If you want to get started with student-led book talks, here are 4 things to think about and prepare for. Number 1, schedule a library day. I want students to have a fresh book as we get started. I encourage everyone to get a new book. But if they've just started a book, let's say that they've read maybe 50 pages or less, I'll let them continue. Otherwise, I do ask that they get a new book. I also want it to be a book that they haven't read before. While we're talking about book selection, I want to point out that most nonfiction books don't really work for book clubs. Books that tell a story like a biography or a history book could work, but cookbooks or books like Ripley's Believe It or Not are not really going to work for this activity. I do require my students to get a different book. Number 2, set aside class time to read. For me, this is built into our everyday routine already, but if that is not part of your regular routine, set aside 10 to 15 minutes each day or longer blocks a couple times a week. Whatever works for your schedule, but students will need time to read. Number 3, help students prepare ahead of time. You want students coming to the group knowing what they're going to say. As I mentioned earlier, I do these activities as part of our warm-ups. Depending on the grade and the students that you teach, you may need a little bit more time for these activities. My sixth graders take longer to prepare than my eighth graders. So just before our scheduled discussion day, I will extend our reading zone time and then check in with students that I know need a little extra support. What kinds of things do I have my students prepare? Well, I have my students prepare notes about the plot. They can do this by bullet pointing some ideas in their reader's notebook. Some of my students will complete the plot line chart. I want students to have something with them as they go to the group, so they're not trying to just go from memory. They might freeze, they might forget, so they can look at their notes and refresh their memory. I also want students to prepare ahead of time a passage. Students will read a passage about a page or so. I wouldn't go longer than a page because students will start tuning each other out, but a page to kind of give them a taste of what the style of the book is as well. Could be to introduce a character. It could be about introducing the setting. It could even be a little bit more about the plot, but leaving it as a cliffhanger. I encourage students to practice reading that passage out loud. Reading out loud can be a challenge for some students, so practicing it definitely helps. The last thing that I have my students prepare are questions. Students prepare higher level thinking questions ahead of time. Again, we don't want students just coming to the group and then asking, what was the title of my book? Who was the main character? I want them digging into the lessons that the characters learned, digging into the theme of the book, if possible. And I want them to have the questions ahead of time so they're not scrambling at the last minute to try to think of questions to keep a conversation going. All right, and number four is discussion day. Break your students up into groups of three or four. Smaller is better because students can easily hide in a larger group and not participate. And I want to provide an opportunity for everyone to participate in the group discussion. Sometimes I will randomly choose groups. Sometimes I choose groups based on ability. And sometimes I choose groups based on what they've read and then try to group similar books together. All of those groupings work and are successful, so do what works for you. The biggest piece of advice that I can give you for discussion day is to set your expectations and then give it time. Don't give up if students aren't talking or discussing right away. You might need to step in and help a group get started, but then step back and let discussions truly be student-led. It might feel awkward to you at first, but students will rise to the occasion if you set it up so students are prepared ahead of time. But if you're worried that students won't discuss, plan a mini lesson to role play a group discussion or provide students with conversation mats that will help them move the conversation forward. As a mentor to new teachers, I saw too many times teachers wanting to give up because they felt awkward being just an observer. But as I encourage them to be patient and let the students work out their struggles within the group, student-led book talks became part of their regular planning. Once students work out the awkward silences, the one-word answers, the simple answers, they will begin to start talking, start asking questions, start responding to each other, and really communicate with each other. It does happen, but we as the grown-ups are all too often wanting to jump in and fix it for them. I really encourage you to pause and not do that. Take a step back and let the students really be the leaders in this situation. Before you completely abandon the idea of student-led book talks, try them more than once. Reflect and refine, but I encourage you to keep going. Don't give up. Students will have conversations if you continually move them in that direction. Provide examples, role play with them. Maybe join a group as a student for one conversation and then step away and let them do it. You can model it for them if you need to. So to kind of wrap up a few things today, let's review a few points. One, student-led book talks are a great alternative to book clubs if book selection is limited. Use your regular routine to have students read and prepare for the book talks. You don't need to add more to your plate. Use the routine that you already have established. Three, take a step back on discussion day and really let the students shine. Let the students be in charge. Be the helper if you need to, but force yourself to step back the rest of the time. Finding ways to get your students talking about literature and life will only benefit all of us. We need to move our secondary ELA students away from the simple question and answer format and provide opportunities that promote thinking. I would love to know how you are promoting peer-to-peer conversations about literature. I invite you to share your experience with peer-to-peer conversations and student-led book talks over in our free Facebook group, Secondary ELA. This week in the Facebook group, we'll be continuing our conversation on how to get students thinking and talking about books. I hope to see you over there. I will also link to some additional reading and some resources in our show notes, so you can go check those out if you want to start with book talks in your class. All right, everyone, thank you again for listening today. I appreciate all of you being here. Until next time, have a great week.